This week on Minnesota Native News, President Obama acknowledges Standing Rock water and land protectors at a conference in Washington, and federal agencies make moves to improve consultation with tribes over land use decisions.
Minnesota Native News is produced by Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota's communities, made possible by funding from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota.
This is Minnesota Native News. I'm Marie Rock. Over 500 tribal nations were represented at the White House Tribal Nations Conference in Washington, D.C. the last week of September. President Obama started the annual conference his first year in office, and this was the last under his administration. Reporter Melissa Townsend tells us about his message to the crowd.
Hello, everybody. Thank you. Thank you.
Obama addressed the crowd of Native leaders on the first day of the gathering.
Standing Rock Sioux Tribe here, Choctaw Nation, Alaska Natives. You know, my trips to your nations and communities are days that I will never forget.
Many have been calling for the president to publicly support the historic gathering near the Standing Rock Reservation to protect the water and lands from the Dakota Access oil pipeline, and he did mention it.
I know that many of you have come together across tribes and across the country to support the community at Standing Rock, and together you're making your voices heard.
He stopped short of making any commitments to those working for the cause. But Obama did talk about the progress he says has been made in relations between the United States and Native nations. He mentioned the $2 billion Cobell land buyback program, the Violence Against Women Act, allowing tribal courts to try non-natives for crimes against Native women. And he also talked about Generation Indigenous, a program encouraging Native youth to lead community-building projects where they live. And he called out a member of the Fond du Lac Band of Lake Superior, Chippewa.
Karen Diver.
Diver's a member of the newly created White House Council on Native American Affairs. It's another new initiative under President Obama.
So I've been proud of what we've been able to do together.
Before he left the stage, the president encouraged the group to continue to organize and mobilize for their priorities.
I believe that, yes, our progress depends in part on who sits in the Oval Office and whether they're setting the right priorities. But lasting progress depends on all of us, not just who the president is. It depends on making the decisions that are good and right and just, and our willingness to organize and mobilize and keep pushing for opportunity.
The Tribal Nations Conference includes 3 days of meetings with federal agencies that work in Indian Country. For Minnesota Native News, I'm Melissa Townsend.
Native nations across the country, including Minnesota, want a more powerful role in okaying pipelines, mines, and similar projects that impact infrastructure and natural resources. Two new federal initiatives are designed to address that call. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency recently announced a new voluntary policy. It calls for federal agencies to acknowledge tribal treaty rights that have a bearing on projects requiring a federal permit. Joanne Chase is director of EPA's American Indian Environmental Office.
We really wanted to ensure that when we did address treaty rights issues, there was a guidance in place that would ensure that there was continuity and consistency, and that also reaffirmed that treaties are the supreme law of the land.
There is a different initiative to improve tribal consultation coming from the Department of the Interior, the Department of Justice, and the Army Corps of Engineers. These agencies are hosting a series of hearings around the country, inviting tribal leaders to answer this question. How can federal agencies better ensure meaningful tribal input into infrastructure-related decisions in a way that better protects tribal lands and resources and honors treaty rights? They also want to know if tribal leaders feel there need to be new laws to promote these goals. Tribes in Minnesota will have a chance to weigh in at a hearing in Minneapolis scheduled for the morning of Tuesday, November 15th. A specific location has not yet been announced. On October 10th, towns and tribes around Minnesota are celebrating Indigenous Peoples Day. It's a day to honor the Indigenous people of this land and pay respect to their resiliency and wisdom. Happy Indigenous Peoples Day, everyone. This is Minnesota Native News. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at MN Native News.